Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Grace Fox. Visit my new website at gracefox.com to receive a wide assortment of resources designed to encourage your spiritual life. You'll find lots of media interviews, devotional blogs, and articles there. Subscribe to my updates and receive downloadable journaling pages. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll continue our Lent series with a discussion on today's Bible verse, Matthew 27, 51 and 52.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Today's Bible verse is Matthew 27, 51 and 52. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. The grocery store where I shop has a center aisle stocked with seasonal items. With Easter just around the corner, the shelves are filled with, you guessed it, plush rabbit stuffies, colored straw baskets, and chocolate eggs and bunnies. Our culture has adopted these things as Easter traditions, and while they may be fun, they're a far cry from reflecting the true meaning of Easter and the power of the cross. Today's Bible verses remind us of the significance of Jesus' death by identifying several things that happened the moment he died. The first was the ripping of the curtain in the temple from top to bottom, an act only God could have accomplished, especially considering its size. It was said to be 60 feet high and 30 feet wide. The Jews alive at the time of Jesus' death would have understood the significance of this ripping. One of the rooms in the temple was called the Holy of Holies, and according to Leviticus 16:2, it was the place where God said he would appear. Only the high priest was allowed to enter this room once a year on the Day of Atonement, and only after he cleansed himself and dressed in special garments. Once inside, the high priest offered incense and sacrificial blood to atone for his sins and the sins of the people. The curtain separated the Holy of Holies from the rest of the temple and prevented the ordinary priests from entering the room. So for them, whatever happened in that room remained a mystery. By ripping the curtain in half, God declared that mankind was no longer separated from him. Jesus' death opened the way for man to have access to God and rendered the Old Testament temple rituals obsolete. No longer would the high priest have to make yearly sacrifices to atone for sin because Jesus' shed blood became the perfect once-for-all sacrifice. So how does this apply to us? Well, the symbolism is clear. Through Jesus' death, God made a way for us to enter the Holy of Holies, to live in His presence now and forever. Hebrews 10:19 and 20 tells us that we now have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way open for us through the curtain, that is, His body. Jesus became the blameless sacrifice for you and me. Jesus made the way for you and me to live forgiven and free. The ripping of the curtain is loaded with symbolism, and so is the next set of events mentioned in today's verse. That is, the earth shook and the rocks split. Matthew 27:50 says that Jesus shouted once shortly before he died, and a second time at the moment he released his spirit, the same moment in which the earth shook and the rocks split. Hebrews 12:26 to 28 tells of another instance when the earth shook. It too happened at the sound of God's voice when he spoke to the Israelites at Mount Sinai. One writer notes that a human being's death never brings about such literal earth-shattering events. They could only be accomplished by the one who created the earth and holds it in his hand. Surely Jesus was no ordinary man. He was the Son of God. As human beings, we often consider the earth immovable and rocks invincible. But the fact that God displayed his power over them serves to remind us that he alone is unchanging and everlasting. The things we consider lasting are unstable and temporary, but someday, all who live in relationship with God through faith in Jesus will inherit a kingdom that is permanent and unshakable. As Hebrews 12:28 teaches, it says, "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe." Christ's death gives us confident hope in better and eternal things to come. The last events mentioned here are tombs opening and bodies of many holy people raised to life. As believers, we tend to think that Jesus' resurrection broke the curse of death, but maybe we need to think again. Apart from Jesus' death, there would be no resurrection. Hebrews 2:14 says that Jesus shared in our humanity so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil. And 1 Thessalonians 5:10 says, "Jesus died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him." Jesus' death addressed the greatest obstacle to resurrection, that is, sin and separation from God. The moment he died, he broke the curse of death and made the way for us to spend eternity in heaven. Jesus' death gave us access to God. It gives us confident hope in eternal things ahead, and it broke the curse of death so we might live forever with him in heaven. This is what Easter is really all about, and this is why we celebrate. Let's pray. Jesus, how can we ever thank you enough for dying in our place? Through your death, you brought us life. Teach us to respond to you in worship and reverential awe because of who you are and what you've done to demonstrate your unfailing love for us. We are forever grateful. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. and even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the story behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com